Hurricane Michael has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but not before wreaking havoc all across the Florida panhandle. Michael's ferocious winds ripped off roofs, obliterated homes and trees, tore down power lines, and flooded communities all along the state's Gulf Coast. One hard-hit town is Port St. Joe. It was right in Michael's path. Port St. Joe Mayor Beau Patterson has been going around the town surveying the damage. We reached him on his cell phone earlier today, and he told us what he's been seeing.
There's just so much destruction all over town, not just in the city of Port St. Joe, but the areas right around us. Everything got destroyed. Several businesses have got totally destroyed. Flooding, even down at my house where it's never flooded before.
Really?
Of course, the flood's all receding from the water. But now we just got a massive, massive cleanup.
How difficult has it been to even just drive through the area?
It was pretty bad yesterday afternoon and early this morning. But the city crews, the county crews, they all been out today. And the main thing they've been doing right now is clearing all the debris off the roads. And they're looking pretty good. Well, I'm sitting now in front of my house, and there's not a whole lot of debris on the road right now.
Now, I know that Port St. Joe has somewhere between 3,000 to 4,000 residents. Did most of them evacuate?
I would say less than half.
Less than half. Okay. Where did they evacuate to, that portion of?
Georgia, Alabama, got as far away as they could get, but it didn't think the storm would affect them that much.
Okay.
A lot in Alabama.
So for the residents who stayed, I mean, where are they mostly now? Are some sheltering at schools? Are there other facilities where they're hunkering down?
Yes, we're filling them up pretty fast, though.
Now, this storm, it picked up strength so quickly. It was not forecast originally as a Category 4 hurricane. So did you feel that residents were prepared enough in advance of this storm?
As prepared as they could be. Like I say, it happened quickly. Tuesday we're looking at a 2, and then next thing we knew, Wednesday we're looking at a 4.
Right.
So we had a little bit of time, and I think if people had realized it was going to be a 4 longer time, they would have probably more people left. So we've never had to deal with something like this. But as I say, this will be a long recovery, but we'll get it done. We've got a lot of volunteers, and this is a close-knit community. And I'm sure the community people will do everything they can to help each other out.
That's Beau Patterson, the mayor of Port St. Joe on the Florida Panhandle. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you.